We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
Till we can't beat, beat!
Till we can't beat, beat!
Boom, beat, beat!
What's that? Gator!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mark Grody in for Mully today. We love our time with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, and he joins us now in the Circa Resort Casino hotline. Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Loving all the quarterback controversy, all the talk and consternation. Okay, let's start with Lamar Jackson. Did you know that he requested a trade on March 2nd? Who knew? And I wonder how realistic it is that he gets moved and where that stands. What's the next phase and stage of this story, Mike?
I think that very few people knew, and it's further proof that the Ravens have been very respectful of Lamar. They have not leaked anything. All the leaks have come from Lamar's camp. The Ravens had that information since March 2nd, and it was never mentioned to anyone, anywhere. And Lamar hadn't said anything about it himself until yesterday, curiously timed to tweet his request for a trade, just as John Harbaugh, the coach of the team, was beginning to speak to reporters in Arizona at the league meetings. So I don't know that it goes anywhere. I think this is something that would have made a lot more sense last year, right after Deshaun Watson got traded. If the Ravens aren't going to give Lamar Jackson the contract he wants, then ask to be traded. You have the Falcons ready to go, the Panthers ready to go. Maybe the Dolphins a year ago would have been ready to do something. This year they're not. I think he missed his window. I like that he's finally acting the way an agent should, but I think he's a year too late to go out and make that request, because as of right now, there's no indication of true interest. The Colts are kind of expressing interest, but it doesn't feel real. And the Patriots are another team that's been regarded as a possible destination for Lamar Jackson, but I think for a variety of reasons, that never happens either.
Is there a possibility that if he does get traded, that the team that he would be expecting, the team that he's going to meet his actual demands, Lamar Jackson is, or would he leave just kind of despite Baltimore feeling the lack of loyalty from them?
It's entirely possible, and I think that's an excellent point, that maybe Lamar Jackson would take what some other team would offer if it's close to what the Ravens have offered, just to stick it to the Ravens.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is we don't really know what he wants. We still don't know what he wants. For years, we were under the clear impression he wanted a fully guaranteed contract. Ken Francis, the uncertified NFLPA representative who had been calling teams last week and the door was slammed on that by the league, I'm told that Ken Francis was telling teams he didn't want a fully guaranteed contract, but that may just be semantics. For example, if he wants $200 million fully guaranteed and there's another $75 million that isn't guaranteed, what's the difference? It's that total guarantee at signing that matters. Whether or not the contract is fully guaranteed is a separate issue. But he wants a lot of money. And the problem is, with each passing season, he's lost money that's never coming back. Josh Allen has made $41 million more than Lamar Jackson the past 2 years because Allen did his second contract, Lamar didn't. That $41 million is never coming back. And then there are concerns about marketing deals that Lamar Jackson hasn't been able to close. And when you look at his portfolio of endorsers and you consider what he's accomplished, something's missing. So there's a lot of money that's been left on the table by Lamar Jackson. And the question becomes, how much of that is he trying to get back now? Will he relent on his demands? Will he just do the best deal he can? And ultimately, will anyone even step up and show real interest in him, either to get him to sign an offer sheet or to try to persuade the Ravens to trade him?
So, Mike, you have an item on Pro Football Talk early this morning, late last night, about progress being made between the Packers and the Jets in a potential Aaron Rodgers deal. I loved what Brian Gutekunst had to say kind of airing the dirty laundry, if you will, but revealing exactly what went on. What makes you think that there's progress being made, and were you surprised that Gutekunst was as candid as he was?
Well, when he came out and said that they're not necessarily going to get a first-round pick, that told me that real pressure has been made, because they've been insisting on the 13th overall pick in trade talks with the Jets in this year's draft. And when they say they're not necessarily going to get a first-round pick, that's what points to this possibility of maybe a second-round pick this year and a pick next year that could go as high as a first-rounder, depending upon how the Jets do this year. But I like the fact that he responded to Rodgers' characterization of how things have come to an end. Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show, where it's a combination safe space, bully pulpit, said that everything was fine at the end of the season. They said they want me back, and then I come out of my darkness retreat and I find out they've been trying to shop me. Gutekunst says, hey, I've been trying to get in touch with this guy to talk to him about how things work moving forward. He never got back to me. At some point, I had to do my job. Very different set of facts. And it reminds me of the old sitcom formula, and I don't know if they still do this, how I don't even know if they still have sitcoms, where act one would be one person's very skewed, warped version of some interaction that happened. Act two is the other person's diametrically opposed, skewed version of what happened. Act three is the truth. So maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle, but at this point I'm more likely to believe Gutekunst, because when Rodgers said what he said 2 weeks ago to McAfee about the season ends, everything's fine, they're leaving a light on for me, and then something changes, he later contradicted himself, saying he got the sense during the season that the Packers wanted to move on. That cuts against the idea that everything was fine when he walked out the door. So I think he knew this was coming. This is about setting up someone to be the bad guy, and Rodgers would prefer the Packers to be viewed as the bad guy, not him.
Yeah, one thing, too, like outside of all of that, is the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick, and it's some kind of cryptic stuff that I'm seeing on Pro Football Talk about Robert Kraft is not directly answering the question if he's got to make the playoffs next year. Is it, could we be seeing the final season of Bill Belichick by any chance this year?
It really was stunning to me when you consider the question that was asked and the specific answer that Kraft provided. It does put Belichick on the hot seat. He was asked specifically, you've had a losing record two of the last three seasons. If it happens again, could Belichick's job be in jeopardy, or is he here to break Don Shula's all-time wins record and beyond? Kraft paused for a couple of seconds, and he said, look, I'd like him to break Shula's record, but I'm not looking for any of our players to get great stats. We're about winning and doing whatever we can to win. That's what our focus is now. It's important to me that we make the playoffs, and that's what I hope happens next year. That, to me, feels like a playoffs or else mandate for Bill Belichick. And you know, the reality is, hey, yeah, he won six Super Bowls, but winning Super Bowls in the past, and as they get farther and farther into the rearview mirror, that doesn't fill your stadium now. People aren't going to come out now to watch a mediocre team and just say, boy, this feels like the glory days when we were actually competing for championships, even though we aren't now. At some point, the fans want something that lures them there now, and that is an impatient fan base. It's a passionate fan base, but they've been spoiled by success. How do you pivot from success to ordinary? That's what they're working through, and it almost becomes inevitable that you need to press the reset button and start over if the guy that took you to the top of the mountain six times isn't even getting you remotely close to the top in 4 years since they last won a playoff game, the same year they last won a Super Bowl. And, I mean, it was 2019, one and done. 2020, no playoffs, losing record. 21, one and done, got blown out by the Bills, 47-17. And then last year, losing record. That's just not sustainable. I don't care how many Super Bowls you've won. You don't get a blank check to be the coach for the rest of your life.
Great stuff, Mike. Appreciate the time. Have a great time out there.
Thanks, guys.
See you, man.
Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Interesting stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.